Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. This week's episode will be a bit different. And basically, Matt is not here currently, and we don't know when he will be back because he is busy fighting a court case in some state. I honestly can't remember. I'm not that interested, especially since it fucks us over with ad reads. But I'm here, and we have our guest, Matt Watson. So let's welcome the co-host. Until Matt gets back, we'll have Matthew on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, of course. And you are the, you know, part-time co-host now, so feel free to be as comfortable as you want, okay. Just until Matt gets back.
I've never done a podcast before, but yeah. I'm more than willing to, you know, try it out while Matt's gone, and, you know, yeah. hopefully, you know, it's not too awkward. Hopefully it goes well.
I don't think it will be. You seem like a stand-up guy.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
What have you been up to this week?
This week?
Oh, welcome. Sorry, it's the episode 254. Yeah, you knew it.
That's a lot of numbers.
You did your research before getting on.
Oh, yeah, I knew it because, you know, I actually have listened to every episode from episode one of your podcast, the one you do with Matt, and it's, I gotta say, man, it's some funny stuff.
Thank you, but sorry, what have you been up to this week?
Let's see, so I've been waiting on a desk to show up at my house for months.
And it came by, I thought I saw.
It showed up, okay. So I put it together, and then I...
it's a really nice desk.
I was in my master bedroom, was where my bedroom was, and then I also have a guest bedroom that was my studio, but the guest bedroom's a little small. So I swapped. I made the guest bedroom my bedroom, and I made the master bedroom my studio for editing and making tunes and shit. And that was an all day thing of taking my bed apart. And
it was a big switcheroo.
Yeah, and that desk was heavy as fuck, and it did not come with instructions.
No, you just figured it out.
Yeah, and
I mean, were the pieces kind of?
Oh yeah, I mean it was pretty easy. The hardest part though is like there's a slide out part underneath that I put my keyboard, like my piano keyboard, on, so I can like slide it in and out, and that has to go on two tracks, like a drawer tracks. I had no idea how to get that thing on there because it was like 60 pounds too. So I was like, it took me probably 2 hours just to get that on.
But it was worth it.
When I did, it was the best feeling.
When you saw it all just perfect.
It's a great desk. I love it. It's by I think it's called AZ Studios or something.
I still have that old desk. You gave me my current desk, right? The one that I use at my place.
Yes, that's the one that I had at my...
It's a nice desk.
How long have you had that?
Whenever you gave it to me.
Did I give it to you like in the last few years, or was that like old? I think that's...
I've been living in this place for a little bit.
That desk is the one that I think I used at our old apartment we shared.
Okay.
Edited some of the first Super Mega videos on. It's a relic.
And you didn't bring it when you moved into your old place.
No, I actually just bought the desk again, I think. because I'd already given you that one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got rid of it, though. It's a nice desk. It's from IKEA. It's just too clunky, man. I want more like open air now. I used to like desks that were very like compact and kind of like a battle station. I still like that. But like I like having like breathable room with the desk now, like kind of minimal.
There's one way I would have to change the setup because I like having my computer screen a little closer to my face, especially when I'm in gamer mode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed like it was different for me editing with like the screen a bit further
away. Yeah, it is a little bit far away with that desk because it's like there's like a riser that I put the monitor on and there's a lot of desk space in front of me.
Yeah.
So it's farther away. I also consider getting like a flat screen TV and mounting that on the wall. Ooh. And making that the monitor.
Then you're always just looking right up at that motherfucker.
I don't know. What do you think about that idea?
I like the monitor on the wall.
Hmm.
Or if you wanted to, you could have the computer, still have a monitor on the wall because you're going to be watching TV and movies there anyways. So it's like, have the monitor on the wall so you can always switch and show people. Okay, this is what I just did. Boop, switch and show people. Or people can be watching something, entertaining themselves while
swap it over
while you're doing something.
Well, I edit on a Mac and Apple has AirPlay. So I can actually just share my screen onto the TV, which I just figured out recently, and that's super cool.
I do. Justin showed me that. He's like, what are you doing? Like, I feel like whenever Justin visits, he teaches me some new fangled way to use my technology that I just didn't. Because before I would just use my Xbox, go to the YouTube app, and then, like, type it. If I wanted to watch stuff on my TV, I just, you know, for each letter I wanted to search for. But then Justin's like, oh, you can just, your TV, right? You have like the smart TV. I'm like, yeah. He's like, just AirPlay it to your TV. I'm like, wait, I can do that? And so now I just write from my phone, just boop, boop.
When I figured that out, it was great. Especially when you have like people chilling over, I can just keep doing videos.
That's existed for years.
Yeah.
So like,
you guys heard of Bluetooth?
This is, I know, but like, I didn't ever think of doing that. I was always like stubborn, or not stubborn, just stupid. When I just always just one letter at a time
and
for my Xbox.
You can have multiple phones hooked up at once. So what I'll do is when I have friends over, what we can all connect and we can all add
like
videos
to
the queue.
Stuff. Yeah. I like it. Like the queue is really nice.
What Jackson and I would do is we would go do one of those nights where we just would get drunk and go down YouTube finding new videos where we would search terms like rant. Or like, I hate my brother or something, and then sort by newest. And the videos you get are incredible. Because you'll get, or like, if you search cover, you get great things.
Well,
and
that's what I do for a lot of
we'll
our videos. I'll search for covers of songs, and then I'll go to like the newest ones. So it's like the ones that people are just uploading. So it's usually not the ones that have been filtered and pushed to the top.
Not at all. It's ones that are like less than a day old that with zero views.
It's like karaoke versions of them singing.
The NASCAR video originally.
Oh, yeah, had a cover, but the cover was apparently too good.
It was it got copyright claimed. It was a cover of My Immortal by this one person we found, and it was
perfect.
It was really funny.
The song in general still, I think the NASCAR video turned out wonderfully.
Great, fantastic.
You know? But little did we know when we went on that trip to the NASCAR thing that an even grander adventure would be bestowed upon us, because this is several podcasts in, this is old news, but for us, we just released the Hooters vlog today.
We took a fan to Hooters. If you guys, well, for those who haven't seen it yet that are listening to the podcast, maybe you haven't seen our videos, just know the podcast, go check out We Took a Fan to Hooters, because it's a good example of our shit.
Yeah, of our live action content, the stuff that we used to do more of, LOL.
I think we do more of it now, actually.
I feel like in the very beginning, it felt like we were just constantly like releasing stuff.
Yeah, in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Actually, I went back and looked and it wasn't that much. It wasn't as much as we thought.
Just feels like a lot more.
In terms of live action.
Yeah. Or like we still add live action. Like we added live action in the Sonic Adventure 2 playthrough.
We still have live
with
action.
The poo-poo
and
camera.
I think like with male videos and such and shit, we've been releasing more
the
live
poo-poo
action.
The poo-poo camera is always just such
poo-poo
a great
dude.
Idea.
You know, I clicked on that fucking episode 6 finale of Sonic and I watched the first like 30 seconds and it was just vile. Because it's literally just, you can just hear yourself like shitting. Just
yeah, you can hear it
and
spray
I saw, like,
into the
I
toilet.
Commented, someone's like, I just sat down with my Burger King meal and I put this on and now I can't even eat it. And I was like, it's your fault for eating while watching Super Mega.
Exactly. You never know what to expect. Mm-hmm. We're so zany.
We're just a little bit random. A little zany. There might be some poo-poo humor that, you know, those fourth graders do love.
I like when people say they just divert to poo-poo humor now, when it's like, where have you been since episode one of, like, Super Mega?
Yeah, it's when people's like, they just do, you know, just like, it's just poop jokes, or like poop humor, like toilet jokes. It's like, dude, go back to 2016. It's literally the exact, it was probably worse
it's
in
like
2016.
More of your mom than so now, I would say.
Yeah, like there's like go back 2016. There's the your mom jokes. There's the poop jokes.
Well, we still got those, you know.
Yeah, so you know, it's like not much has changed, except you know, unfortunately, Matt with the court case.
Yes, but you were so kind to kind of pick up the slack on that one. So,
yeah,
again,
anytime, man.
You're
just
really
give me a call.
You're really helping us out with
anytime
ad reads and stuff.
Yeah, anytime, man. You know,
but we're not gonna do them yet.
No,
our own personal break isn't put in. Who knows where they put the breaks in?
Yeah.
Could be in the middle of us talking sometime.
I don't know where they throw ads in. I know that like we say like, all right, it's required to be like, all right, time for ads. And then they play our ads. I don't know if they put other ones in. I don't know where those go.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't interrupt. Today's episode of the Super Megacast is sponsored by Hennessy. Have you been feeling down in the dirt? You know something that's going to make you happier? Matt, tell them all about it.
If there's one thing that makes me less depressed when I'm feeling down, it's alcohol, straight from the bottle. And Hennessy is a great way to get there quick. Don't waste time on beer or cocktails or wine. You can just drink Hennessy straight from the bottle and get rid of those sads.
It goes down like butter, and I couldn't ask for anything sweeter and smoother to drink as I'm sad and depressed alone in my club.
So go ahead, crack a bottle of Hennessy and chug that shit down.
Okay, so I guess that's the first ad read out of the way.
Yeah, so we're done with that one.
Can we sometimes like with the
I was
real,
just thinking
like with the real ads put in like our own fake ads so people like
I thought of one the other day that was
is that allowed?
They never said no. Man, you hear the news about George Lopez?
What happened?
You didn't hear?
No.
You didn't hear. Oh god.
He's not dead.
No, he's not dead. It's worse though.
It's worse than dead?
Yeah.
Is he canceled?
He's too funny.
Oh, whew.
There's no breaking news about George Lopez, except that he's too funny. Actually, there is. I just saw this in the news today, Ryan. Wait, let me find it. It is warrant issued for ex-Disney star Kyle Massey.
Oh, after I saw missed that. But that's court not hearing. That's not George Lopez. George Lopez is resting happy with his
in the
beautiful
grave,
kidney.
In his grave, in the grave with his kidneys.
No, he didn't go into the grave because of his new kidney.
Did he get a new kidney?
Yeah, from the ex-wife he was cheating on.
He got it and he said, I got this!
You know about that.
No, I don't.
He had some sort of condition, he was gonna die, or some shit like that. And then his wife at the time gave him her kidney so he could live and live a wonderful life. And then he just cheated on her.
After the kidney?
Yeah. Which you know then, but you know, it was before, during, and after probably.
Come on, George.
George.
She gave you her fucking kidney.
If she at least does that, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, I won't cheat on this one. I'll at least break up with her or get divorced first. Think they signed a prenup?
Who knows?
He doesn't. He has to give the kidney back. like that's part of the divorce like argument. Like,
that's what he's saying. That's George Lopez's
his
final
words.
He puts
his arm and goes, she.
Angie,
Zoomer George Lopez. Sheesh, Angie. That's lit, Angie.
Dude, what's Max up to these days?
Mofo? He passed away.
No, not Max Mofo.
Oh, the kid that played Max.
Yes.
I remember there's like a whole arc where he was like pissing his sheets or something.
Yeah, he wet the bed and then Carmen was making fun of him.
But it was because he.
Or the grandma was making fun of him. The grandma was mean.
She was awful, man.
She was a bad mother. But sometimes there would be episodes where she would say something really nice.
And it would be, see, I like the George Lopez show because, you know, I love sitcoms that are funny, but then they have those times where it's like, oh, man.
Fresh Prince did it, Full House.
Malcolm in the Middle did a great job at it.
They always have those moments where it's like, no, we're real television. We're telling stories.
Malcolm in the Middle did it so well.
Well, Malcolm in the Middle, like, I feel like is the one where I don't feel like a weird feeling whenever they're doing it.
Yeah. Because
whenever a sitcom does it, except for Fresh Prince does it well, I think, sometimes. Sometimes it's just like.
With the dad thing?
Yeah, the dad thing was really good.
Got hairs on my arm standing up.
And like the part where like, and I know it's a famous episode, but like when Carlton gets a gun and Will finds out and he's like, he got a gun because of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think, was Carlton shot or did Carlton get a gun?
Carlton was strapped.
No, Will Smith was shot. or something, got put in the hospital. Got put in the hospital for something, but then Carlton got a gun.
God.
No!
He just finds like all he just finds all this stuff that Carlton has in a closet, like a bunch of sawed off shotguns, like ammunition, and like
I think
a
journal. Carlton just pulls up and shows him in the hospital. He's like, "Look at this," or something. Let me see it.
It's just a sawed off.
Carlton,
I read your journal, and it's got a lot of stuff about Columbine in there.
Don't worry, Will. Just for protection.
I didn't know that
they
this
hug.
Who's that?
Oh. So they're hugging.
And he feels it.
What is that?
It's a gun.
Carl, are you out of your mind, man? You walking around carrying a gun? What do you think you're gonna do with that? It's for protection. Carlton, man, what do you do? You think it's that easy to just shoot somebody?
Yes.
Close my eyes.
What the hell? What the fuck?
He just threw off the tray. I saw this late at night one night. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, I love like the audience laughing though. Like, not sure if they're supposed to be laughing or not.
I was gonna eat that, man.
But wait, hold up.
My father!
Now give me the gun, Carlton.
See, he's tearing up.
Give me the gun. I saved your life. I want the gun.
See how they're serious? Now they're looking at each other. He's pointing it at Will.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Holy fuck.
Will's pulling one out, too.
Whoa, okay. I don't remember that happening. But like, isn't that like surreal hearing that? It's like, what is that? It's a gun, Will.
And it's like silent. And then he like flips the trays and everyone laughs. Dude, it's but then aren't the nurses just gonna
give me the gun, Carlton?
Aren't the nurses just gonna come in? He's gonna have a gun. Like, here's your applesauce. He's just sitting there strapped.
He just has to hide it. He has to sit on it the whole time.
Just looks like he has an erection. It's like a little like goofy comedy thing.
One time
he has to
actually
hide the
goes
gun
off, and all of a sudden, like the nurses turn around, and then he's like, "Ah, you know how it is."
Been eating
then
a lot of protein.
Happens. Oh yeah. Sorry, you honey's looking fine, because he called them honeys a lot. If you remember, Carlton, you and I are gonna get some honeys.
Oh yeah, we are, Will. And he pulls the gun out.
That's not what Carlton sounds like.
Take it easy, cuz.
Oh, are you talking about Paul Walker? Take it easy, cuz.
He's like, what does he say?
Forget about it, cuz.
I told you, forget
about it,
cuz. Yeah. Dude,
I just remember.
I love that exists.
Get about it, cuz.
Like, he said it. It was shot and filmed, put through the editing. It was first written, though, but like, it went through all those stages. And then it ended up in theaters, and I'm so glad it did.
Yes.
I'm so glad it made it through all of that process without being like, you know? Like, they cut several scenes out of that movie because they always
forget about it.
Cut.
We're like, this is good. This is good. Yeah, they're gonna
forget about it, cuh.
I was just laughing because I was remembering the video of like the FBI agent dancing at the party, and he does like a flip, and his gun falls out of his pants and fires. Yeah. And it shoots somebody.
Well, he's not like in uniform at the. It's not like.
Yeah, but he does like a flip, and his gun falls out. Doesn't it shoots somebody, right?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it goes off.
There's a lot of those videos of people like shooting off guns at like weddings and just ending up killing someone.
Yeah, because what goes up must come down. So you shoot.
It's not the bullet coming back down. Like, the gun will fire like this. They're going straight up, but then it'll start to go to the right because it's a fucking gun and they can't control the recoil that well.
I saw a video of a dude doing that, like shooting
like
it with
someone
friends
in the head.
Yeah, and he fumbles his grip and just poof, like three dudes. And it's like, well, you shouldn't play with guns.
Shouldn't. You unless know? It's, you know.
Unless. Yeah. You know. Sometimes it can be. I do like guns. I do like shooting guns.
It is fun.
Shooting, like a handgun is very, I would like to get a handgun, actually.
Go dance, monkey, dance.
I'm gonna go to the zoo with my handgun and point it at the bonobos and see what they do.
See, they're not, dude, they can't tell on you. What are they gonna tell the zookeeper? They don't speak
up,
English.
Dude. Would it make national news if I brought a gun to the zoo and I just went in and shot the monkeys? Like, from, like, the, like, viewing
That'd
area?
That'd be a horrible fucking...
Like, guys, watch this! Pa, pa! And they'd all go hooting and hollering and running.
X-Markiplier editor.
slaughters monkeys.
Like 6 years onwards, that's what there's like.
More editor than for Markiplier.
No, it hasn't been more than 6 years. How long has it been?
I moved out here 6 years.
Since we were in the firm grip of child star Mark Fishbach.
6 years from 2 weeks from... Two days ago is when I moved out here.
Okay.
And that'll be 6 years.
Damn.
Why, that's crazy, man. So when I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I'm like, I've been out here 6 years. That's...
Wait, I've been out here...
Six and a half.
Yeah. Because you just came out shortly after me.
You came out February 5th. I came out July 26th.
Yep.
I remember this shit. And then when my friend Christian moved out here, coincidentally, he moved out here same day as me on the 5 year anniversary.
So and now he's having a good time.
Dude, I just remember.
How's Christian doing? Y'all finished your
he's doing good,
D&D man. Campaign recently.
He's been streaming a lot. He made a VTuber. I remember this the other night, I forgot. So I've told the story about the pop brownie, right?
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Wait, which story of the pot brownie?
In college when Jackson and I put a bunch of oregano in a brownie and I like mashed it up and yeah. I put it in some tinfoil.
But you haven't told it in a long time, I feel.
Well, we gave it, I bought a brownie from our like freshman dorm like food area. And you know, none of us had smoked weed before. And I got a bunch of oregano and I poured it into it and like mixed it up so it looked like, you know,
baked into it.
Yeah. And then I molded it back into the shape of the brownie, wrapped it in tinfoil. And I came upstairs. I was like, yo, Christian, yo, dude, check it out. We scored a weed
brownie.
But
the thing is, no one thinks that their friend is going to go through that much effort to fuck with them.
And he was like, oh, shit. And we're like, all right, let's do it, man. So me and Jackson and Christian all ate it and Christian ate like half. And then like.
It couldn't have been good because there's oregano in it.
No, of course not.
So you even have to eat and you're like, oh,
I think I spit
dude.
It out when he wasn't looking. But like 20-30 minutes in, he's like, oh man, I'm feeling it. And then the rest of the night we were just watching as he was like giggling to himself and like, oh man, because placebo effects is real. It's real strong. But we never told him. He found out because someone ratted years later after I moved out to LA and he called me about it.
Was but he like, hey,
he's like, so,
what the fuck? I heard about the brownie.
No, he goes. He calls me and he's like quiet. And he's like, so remember when we ate that pot brownie? And I was like, uh-oh.
You're like,
some fucking kid named Michael.
You never
snitched.
Told him. I love that you never told him.
I have a picture from that night where he's like, he couldn't stop laughing because he was high. And he has like his hands on his hips, like standing up laughing. And I have that picture still. It's fantastic. But we actually did something very similar again recently where it was his birthday and we got a bunch of beers, but we bought him 0% Heineken, non-alcoholic beer. And we were just drinking regular beers, but pretending to drink the Heinekens. So
did the placebo work again?
No, not okay. This time.
Maybe he learned after the first time.
He crushes like
to just be honest.
Like it's his birthday night. He's trying to have fun. 3.5 of those in. He looks at all of us. He's like, "You guys feel drunk at all?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm pretty drunk." And he's like, "I just don't really feel drunk. It's weird." And my favorite part is on the can it says zero, huge, and he just keeps drinking. I think he drank 4 of them before he realized that they were non-alcoholic. And then he's like, "This sucks because now I've wasted. Like I'm not." In the mood for more beer because I just had 4, but they were non-alcoholic. Full, yeah, he's like, I got all those calories and shit for nothing. So we injected him with pure grain alcohol.
No,
it was pretty cool. If you inject someone with pure grain alcohol, you know it skips the liver, so you can get really drunk. And I urge everyone to try it. Isn't that what happened when you put the tampon in your ass soaked in alcohol? Doesn't it bypass
soaked
your
in virgin's
liver?
Blood?
That shit's good. That shit gets you a different type of high. But you know how people will do the shit where they'll put the tampon in their ass that's soaked in vodka?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that bypasses your liver, right? It goes straight to your bloodstream.
Ain't good.
Because when you drink alcohol, your liver breaks it down and puts it into your bloodstream. But, right? But
that's how they would assassinate people back in the day. They'd slip in at night and slip a little pill up their rump.
That's how we got Castro, that son of a bitch. He was asleep one night and we stuck a little cyanide pill up his ass. No, we just took a shot glass and poured it into his ass and then he got too drunk and died. I watched a documentary recently about a frat that was doing hazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid.
Where it goes too far.
Yeah, it usually does. There was this kid that they locked in a room and was like, gave him a bottle of, like a whole bottle of whiskey.
Said,
or Jack Daniels.
This.
Yeah, like drink it and he died. Because, well, like there's security camera footage, like he was passed out. Like he couldn't move and they carry him back into the house and they just like dump him on the floor and they're like kicking him and like taking selfies with him, but he was dead.
What the fuck? Were those released and shit? Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube. No way. They got in a lot of trouble.
So they're just playing with like a dead corpse.
They don't
corpse.
Know he's dead. But the fact that he's like, and he'd like shit himself and stuff, which that's usually a sign that.
But like being them and knowing that like in retrospect, like.
No, I mean, it's all videos of them like taking selfies and kicking him and shit.
Who knows?
Actually, he wasn't dead then.
I'm acting as if they like. Upon realizing he was dead, would be like, oh, no.
Oh, when they realize it's really sad because, like, there's, like, one sober guy that's watching everything and he's trying to give him CPR and it's really sad. He's, like, freaking out. But, I mean, when you're drinking with your – so alcohol poisoning happens when you you don't throw up from alcohol poisoning because you get drunk too fast for your body to, like, reject it. And that's when alcohol poisoning happens. So tip for you guys and your friends, if you're drinking like that, which you shouldn't drink like that, but if you do and you notice that someone is – like passing out without throwing up or whatever, or their lips are turning blue or something, or they soil themselves. Good time to. You're not gonna be in trouble. Like if you go to take someone to the hospital,
you're not gonna get in trouble for help. Like saving someone's
life. It's much more worth. You're gonna be in. If someone dies, you're gonna be in a lot more trouble.
Also, if you're underage, you're gonna get in trouble. But you know.
But don't be scared to take someone to the hospital.
They're not
if you're
gonna lock you away for.
You might get a stern talking to by your yeah. parents, but it's definitely. I've never seen the appeal of, I've never like been a big party drinker where like, I've never blacked out from drinking. I've never needed like hospital, but the people that drink to the point where they have to like go get their stomach pumped and shit. It's like, God damn, that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, usually it's how fast you consume it too. Like if I've seen people when they're just like chugging straight liquor, it's disgusting. That is so gross.
Do a keg of liquor. Me and my friends pulling
keg stand
out
with some Everclear.
The keg of vodka.
The keg of Everclear, which is like 90%. chug.
Oh, shit, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, just alcohol's for losers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For daft fools.
For daft punks, you could say. Fucking idiots, morons.
Dude, especially that sake. That stuff's
sake,
gross.
You mean sake?
Sake?
Ugh. Yeah, it's pronounced sake.
Puh.
You, I have, I'm trying not to drink this month at all.
Okay.
So, I've gone 2 weeks so far. Today's the 14th. Haven't drank in July. Feels good. I have more energy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes you more sociable, though. That's like,
I've been sleeping better.
If, you know.
I don't wake up as much during the night, because I usually would drink before bed every night, but now it's like, I don't wake up as much, because it fucks your sleep quality up. Makes it harder to go into REM sleep.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just you've always had trouble sleeping, mm-hmm. so.
I've been sleeping pretty
good. I'm sure it hasn't helped.
Sleeping pretty fine.
Like a baby?
Not like a rock, but like a baby. Like a baby, yeah.
You know, you still wake up every now and then.
And when I say sleeping like a rock, I mean the country. Because damn, we put them to sleep.
We did. Back to the Stone Ages with you.
Yeah. Sorry, Iraq. Sorry, Afghanistan.
We apologize for our country's misgivings, but boy, isn't it the journey that matters?
I mean, we're still there.
It was the friends you made along the way.
It was the war crimes you committed along the way. if you notice gas prices have skyrocketed lately, it's like $4.30 or $4.30.
Sounds like we need to go to war again.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need to start bombing the Middle East again. Or we are. Under
you know,
Biden,
be like,
but
hey guys, you know, we still have these capabilities and we need to make sure that we can secure some nice, you know.
Dude, what I like is President Biden's keeping his promises and still drone striking the Middle East the same as the two presidents before him. But, you know, when Kamala orders the drone strikes, that is some girl boss energy, I will say. So
I just love the thought of the U.S. just going into just another country and just killing people in it.
That's literally what we've done for decades.
Well, yeah. But I just like...
Like the rest of the world, a lot of people in other countries don't like Americans.
Thought. That's such like a fucking like... you, like, I picture it, if someone did that to the United States, it's like something when someone flew a plane into our, you know... The Twin Towers.
Well, as retaliation for that, we blew up a whole lot more people.
Yeah.
But it's...
Oh, dude, that fucking, like, day... What was it that same, like, day or was it the day after when we, like... We fucking... We blew a whole area to Kingdom Come, essentially.
Where's my phone?
As a show of, like, so we could get the Americans happy.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the week after 9/11. I remember 9/11, but I don't remember the week after because my mind kind of threw that away. But my parents said that, like, that week was, like, unlike anything else, because like everyone was like united, or like it was like so patriotic, everyone was united. Listen to how many.
But like if someone else did that in our country, it would be like an act of war.
Oh, like imagine China flew in and was blowing up people's houses. Yeah. You know, like we literally just, well, it's because we're going to poor countries. They can't do anything back. And just
we're helping them.
We are. We're freeing them by killing those pregnant women inside that hospital in Iraq. Listen. What's crazy to me is like how many, you know, people talk was like how many casualties of the Iraq war on our side is, let me see real quick. God damn. Like I see people talking about that, like we several like thousands of American soldiers died in Iraq. Oh my God. Iraq war casualties range from 151,000 violent deaths as of June 2006 to 1,033,000 excess deaths. That, and a lot of those are just civilians. Over a mil. God damn. Well, hey, they shouldn't have been so civilianized.
War's war, baby.
I think one of the most disturbing videos I've ever seen was, what's it called?
The helicopter tapes?
Yeah. That got leaked.
Mm-hmm.
I think Snowden released that, actually.
That, yeah, because those came out a long time ago.
Dude, that made, I watched that a while back. And that,
for like the first time?
Yeah.
I had watched it for the first time probably, I was in South Carolina when I saw it.
It made me like sick. What's it?
So it had to be like.
What's it called? It's not worth looking up, but it's basically it's like security camera footage from like a drone strike helicopter that has like one of the onboard machine guns. And you can hear like the radio chatter of the guys like in the helicopter back with like base. And they're just like killing people for fun, like down in the village.
Yeah, they're blowing people up. They comment on it. It's like, oh, look at this guy.
And then and the thing was like, so the worst part of it is they lit a bunch of people up with guns, and then their family members and friends like came and tried to help them and get them in a van to take them to a hospital. Yeah. And they just blew it. They just, poof. And it's just like, it's so fucked up because they're like cheering and like shit when they do it. And like, oh, got him. And then
they're sitting there with their Xbox controllers.
Yeah. And there's a guy.
It's blinking because it's almost out of battery.
They're not allowed to engage.
That's not how the controllers work.
There's some dudes there that like aren't posing a threat or anything, and they want to shoot them. And the guy's like, you can't engage. They're not, there's no threat. And he's like, please let us engage. Come on.
Yep.
Like he wanted to kill them.
Bloodthirsty.
War changes you.
You should be on, you know, like, a mission, not like an ideology of like these people bad and they must die type of mission, but like you should be going like, I don't know, aren't they given like certain tasks to do? And their tasks aren't kill as many people as possible. Their task is like clear the area of any hostile people.
I mean, it's like with war, it's what always.
But they were hostile when they tried to pick them out up and take them to a hospital in their van.
It's the classic like. Demonize the other side so much that like they're all evil.
Oh, that's
and like
just
they're
propaganda,
all yeah.
Baby.
So it's like you see the Middle Eastern people and it's like, oh, they're like rats, they're evil. So it's like this, you know, they hate America, they hate freedom, they blew up the World Trade Center. Let's, you know, so this is Uncle Sam's revenge.
It was very I'm not saying I experienced like I'm very white passing.
Well, you were in that helicopter.
No, I guess what I'm saying is when I was in middle school or high school. I think it was mainly like middle school, early high school. And like, you know, you talk about like, where are your parents from? You know, when I say my mom's, you know, from Libya, went to Lebanon, and that, you know, her father is an Arab. And so they go, oh, you're part terrorist?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying like I experienced any racism, but there was definitely a sentiment of like, you know,
2000s,
Middle
dude,
East
it was,
equals terrorist. Middle East equals guy with beard with bomb blowing up plane.
Oh, I mean, back in the like you couldn't have a beard back then. Like you would, you know, it was like associated as like you better shave that. You look like a terrorist. And there was a huge trend of men not having beards after 9/11. And dude, like that was big in the South.
Now
too,
beards are back, baby.
Woo! Dude, honestly, like as a naive kid, I was probably like that too. Like you know. Seeing the Middle East as like villains and stuff because mm-hmm. that's all I knew and I didn't know shit about the world yet. So I probably was like that too. And I was goddamn proud of it.
You would have been that kid. I would have gone, I would have said something like, "Oh, you mean those fucking dune terrorists over there?"
Well, I wouldn't have said that, but I would have.
I've been like, "Jesus, dude, you can't say that."
I probably would have made my fair share of terrorist comments and jokes.
Oh, I mean, the popular Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. I went to go.
It was
see,
in.
I saw him live. I had an Ahmed the Dead Terrorist T-shirt at one point.
All the jokes about blowing shit up. Yeah, I remember.
A wonderful present.
Dude,
wonderful
you,
gift.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Almost as awesome as these ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, we're back, and it's Wednesday, which means that the leaf blower is going. It's been a while. Yeah. We missed the guy. We missed him. But
now he's back, better, louder than ever.
Yes, he really is louder than ever right now.
I was going to say, my first GF, her connecting this back to before we were... Dude!
Gay friend? Listen to that fucking leaf blower.
My first gay friend, my first girlfriend, her dad loved Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, and he was like, he worked for the military, so I feel like, you know, it was one of those kind of haha funny, like back I don't know, it does feel a little bit like propaganda a little bit, even though it was just like,
even the pepper too, you know.
Well,
it was just like racial stereotypes.
Yeah, what about Peanut? He's not a stereotype.
Which one's Peanut?
He did have a black stereotype, dude.
Yeah, he
had
did,
a pimp.
Didn't he?
He had a little pimp character.
That's right. Dude, why doesn't he use those? Does he still bust those out, you think?
I gotta
wait, does
that.
He use those still?
Pimp. What's his fuck? I forgot his name.
Jeff Dunham, dude.
How do I always forget his name?
You've literally seen him live, bro.
I know. Pimp Jeff Dunham.
Dude, Jeff Dunham's pimping.
Sweet Daddy D.
Oh, God. I'm looking at it. It's like a fucking minstrel show puppet.
New manager. I'm what you call a player in a management profession.
Right.
Pimp.
Oh, my God. I loved whenever he created it. Oh, dude, remember when he did this shit?
What I want you to do is I just want you to look over there while I'm getting...
I remember, like, watching this and not really thinking much of it. I was a kid. But look. He brings up... He made a little second character. It's half grown up. That's his son.
Oh,
so it's just a
blown up Middle Eastern child puppet.
What's funny is like as the people are sitting here laughing at this, probably right then in the Middle East, some kid's getting shot up and killed or like blown up by his, like in front of his family.
I love that we just got to a point where like the charred dead corpse of a Middle Eastern child became a puppet for comedy. And I probably laughed at it.
I mean, I probably did too. I mean, I thought the Ahmed shit was hilarious.
Of course.
You know?
I kill you. Yeah.
Dude, Benny brought out his Muhammad puppet, and you know, people thought that one was hilarious too. But I'm surprised he didn't get more backlash.
Can't find that anymore, you know.
Yeah, it's off YouTube. He retired the pimp and Sweet Daddy D in 2010.
What?
I want to say 2010.
He retired Sweet Daddy D.
Why didn't we say like 2007 or 2006? Because it was like 19, but then it was, I guess 2000 changed it. You don't want to say 2000. So say 2000, and then because you already have 2000 on the minor, I guess say 2001. Makes sense.
Hold up, dude. Okay.
Does he still do Ahmed?
Dead terrorist. I don't know. Does he?
There's a movie? Ahmed Saves America? Jeff Dunham's Ahmed Saves America.
Sorry.
There's an animated movie.
We have Ahmed the Dead Terrorist movie?
It's an animated film. Jeff Dunham's Ahmed Saves America. And that...
America.
Is that even a leaf blower, dude?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like he's running a generator.
Looks...
4.3 out of 10.
Get it right this time.
So, Ryan, what are the odds you have to watch it and then put a review on Patreon of it? You have to vlog yourself watching it and then review it for Patreon.
Two.
Oh, fuck off. All right, three, two, one,
two.
One. That means I have to watch. Ah, fuck me, man. God damn it. Shit looks awful. Why am I always having to watch fucking awful movies?
You set the odds. Well, I said
no, you set the odds.
But you gave me the odds, R. Technically, hey,
what I did was better than even three, because then at least Patreon gets some content, you know?
Okay, well, fuck.
Come on, man.
Ahmed Saves it. Dude, it has a 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb. This does look pretty good, though. No, don't. I don't want to spoil it. Stop. You're spoiling it for
sorry,
me.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting so excited.
I really liked watching Loquisha. I really watched How to Save. I really liked watching How to Save a Life with Steven Crowder. More like Steven chowdered his pants because he pooped in his pants.
Because he got so scared when he saw Sam Heater.
More like Sam Hyder.
Heidecker.
Mmm. Have you ever seen the videos when Sam Hyde calls into Tim Heidecker's podcast? And he like is mad at really mad at him and like confronts him, and they get into an argument. It's really uncomfortable.
Good,
because he thinks that the reason Million Dollar Extreme got taken off of Adult Swim and canceled is because of Tim Heidecker pushing for it because he has so much power at Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Also, might have had to do with the fact that they were hiding swastikas in their television show and stuff.
Oh, who was
Sam Hyde? Like Million Dollar Extreme?
That's good.
They were like hiding shit in the
oh.
episodes, like swastikas and stuff.
Perfect.
Which might have, you know, a lot of TV networks, some of them are cool with putting with swastikas in the shows.
Yeah, but just don't hide it. Like, just be, you know, be upfront about it.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm down with it.
You know, as long as you're honest about who you are, who am I to complain?
Exactly, man. Fucking exactly. God, it's hot outside right now.
There was a nice breeze this morning.
Yeah, a nice Drew Brees, the football player, came over and sucked me off.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
How were his lips?
Horrible at giving.
Were they chapped?
He's a good kisser, but he's horrible at giving head.
Okay.
Like, his lips are pretty nice.
Does he have any facial hair, or has he shaved?
He shaved it for me.
Okay.
But, you know, we made out for a bit, and it was pretty, pretty hot. And then he went, you know, he did a thing where he, like, kissing my neck and then down my chest and belly, and then he undoes my pants, and he takes out my hard shaft and he starts sucking on it. And
was it like
a little too?
Was it like going up on a roller coaster, then just realizing you're just going on a flat level?
Yeah, man, I was running my hands through his hair and everything.
There's no downhill; it's just flat.
And I was saying, Drew, I thought you'd be a little better with balls. You know what I'm saying? he didn't pay any attention to the balls.
Did he even laugh at the joke?
No, he was gagging on my cock.
Yeah,
my big fucking 12-inch penis. And I got the surgery to extend it a couple inches.
That's good.
But a lot of teeth involved, not enough saliva. Kept making weird sounds too.
Your mama makes weird sounds when I have sex with her. I go, Miss Anne. And then she goes, lick my nips. And I go,
Is that you drinking breast milk?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I was watching.
I stick a crazy straw in that nip.
Oh, God. Oh.
What?
The one that says spells your name in cursive?
Yeah.
And you watch it like go through the letters, the breast milk.
I watch it curdle as it almost makes it through.
You got to suck real hard. It's cottage like, cheese like by cheese. The time it gets there. Dude, I was watching this show, this TLC show.
That's someone right now is eating who's like, okay, there it is.
Well, there it
we
is.
Always
yep.
come out of nowhere with it. You know?
First, it was the bullshit political discussion I wish they'd shut the fuck up about with their uninformed bullshit. And now it's there.
We are uninformed.
Is. Yeah, I'm uninformed. But, you know.
Doesn't mean I can't fucking say shit.
Have a conversation. But.
And tell lies to hundreds of thousands of people.
There was.
You know?
There's this show I watched called Extreme Cheapskates. It's a TLC show, and it focuses on a couple different people per episode. And one of them, they had a baby, but buying the formula was too, like, they didn't want to spend the money on that. So she would just, like, ask her other friends that were pregnant, like, can I have breast milk? And she would just keep their breast milk, like, in their fridge and freezer, like, and always get more from them and, like, label it. And she's like, she likes Jennifer's breast milk the most. She can't get enough of it. And they had, like, four different women's breast milk.
She can't get enough of it.
And then, oh my God, it's disgusting. What she does for change, so like the same woman, when she would clean like the kid's ass after the kid shit itself with the diaper, she'd use homemade wet wipes that she made. And then she would just fold them and reuse them, like save them and put them back into the box and reuse them to clean off the fucking kitchen table.
Like, what?
Yeah. Like she, well, dude, they're folded. You can't waste good wet wipes. Just because there's a little poop on it doesn't mean that the whole thing's bad.
Is that what she said? You can't waste good wet wipes?
Essentially. And it's like, she makes them out of paper towels, too. So it's like, she like soaks paper towels and like cleaning spray and shit.
That's fucking disgusting. That
wet wipes aren't
that. It makes me want to vomit.
Like,
I won't.
There's a thing as being frugal. I mean, there's a thing as it's like.
Penis?
Is that like classified
vagina?
As. Man, would you knock it off? You know how there's like. Pack rats, and there's like hoarders, and that's considered like a mental illness. Is there one for like frugalness that's to that level? Because this show looks like but it doesn't have a name, because it looks like that is a real condition. There are some people out there that like actually like it affects their lives.
I feel like there's an extreme for everything. I don't know if I'm sure there's a name for it. I don't know it, but like, you know, there's like even for every addiction there's some sort of name. Even though most of the time it's just them lazily putting addict at the end of it.
Well, you have WBSD, right?
Yeah.
Women Be Shopping Disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're always going out and buying lots of clothes. And
I can't stop. I'm always wearing the fanciest stuff.
Looks good, man.
Not on Super Mega, because I don't want to.
You don't want to look
the brands are so high class that I would actually be served a cease and desist if I used any of their merch on our content.
Well, it's also like you don't want to look like a dick by wearing something so nice.
I don't mind. I want people to know. But
well, when you go out with the fucking, you know, Louis suit on and the fucking Alexander Wang socks and the Marc Jacobs hat, you look. I mean, the hat looks goofy, but it was $20,000. So
I mean, what?
The belt buckle was $20,000. The hat was more. The hat was like 65.
Hat was like in between. It was like 65, 75. It was something five. I can't remember, but it was, I don't know. It's just fun to wear it around and see if people, you know, look at me in a certain way to realize that I am better than them.
Well, the paparazzi, when they follow us home from the office, they usually ditch me and go straight for you because
they see what I'm wearing?
They want to see.
They want to know what I'm wearing.
They want to know the drip.
Every day they're like, okay, what are you wearing today, Mr. McGee?
Those Alexander McQueens. Alexander McQueen killed himself because his mom died, and he was so sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. You know, that is very sad, but it's just such a, never heard of that. Someone's mom dies and they kill themselves over that.
That's crazy.
Well, he must have already been pretty depressed, but.
I didn't know the guy. I wouldn't know.
You didn't know? You didn't know Alexander McQueen?
Like.
Alexander McQueen.
It's like for me in my head, I just picture like people having a nice dinner discussion. And it's like they're talking about fashion. Then you know, Alex McQueen, the fashion guy, you know, he killed himself because his mom died. Then like the forks just come to a stop.
All right. And also the Giovanni Versace actually was murdered by a gay lover. Shot dead at his place.
That's interesting. Okay, so did you end up actually getting the new Tesla down payment down, or like, do you have to reserve it, or?
Derek Zoolander.
What? Dude, I gotta watch 2 again. I gotta give 2 another
shot. I told you, when I rewatched it a couple years later.
Because the first time I saw it, I did not like it at all.
I wouldn't say it's good, but it's
you and I saw it together.
It aged better, I think. Like, the jokes are a little more funny now, I think, than they were.
Justin Bieber gets killed.
The Justin Bieber part in the beginning was really funny.
Okay.
I don't know. Also, seems
Does he do a model face?
Yeah, when he takes his last selfie, he's like, you know? Remember when everyone hated Justin Bieber?
I think a lot of people still do.
Well, Justin Bieber went in phases. It was like the teen heartthrob that all the boys hated. It was like, oh, Justin Bieber's so gay. And then there'd be
memes. He started giving legitimate reasons for people to hate him, like pissing in mop buckets in the back of a restaurant.
Or like throwing water balloons at his rich neighbors' houses and like causing a ruckus. And his deposition video, I remember watching when it came out, and I hated him because he was so smug in it.
Yeah.
He was like,
but there's always like someone worse eventually. Like then the Paul brothers came along.
But Justin Bieber then turned it around and then started making music for like older, the generation that grew up with him, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's all chill.
I get my peaches down in Georgia.
That sounds pretty good. I'm not gonna lie,
I can vibe to it.
Justin Bieber, like in middle school, I would never admit, like, Justin Bieber's awful. Like, oh, but remember, like, Smosh made fun of Justin Bieber. Like, Justin Bieber was the joke. Cause I have a meme on my phone that's like, it's a picture of Justin Bieber, and it's like this picture if you see a girl, and it's just a picture of Justin Bieber, which I think is pretty funny.
I gave the Justin Bieber movie in high school a positive review in the school paper. Me and a buddy Dallas went to go see it together, and we both reviewed it.
Dallas?
We gave it a nice positive review.
Dallas?
Said this documentary was nice.
Nice, man.
And I love J. Biebs. You know, I back in high school, I had a few. I downloaded his acoustic album.
The Christian
one? I closed my eyes. He had one Christian song called Pray.
So I remember laying in bed with my iPod Nano, the one that had
little
radio.
Little tiny thin one.
Yeah, that had radio on it. Yeah. And I was like, sick. And Baby came on. It was the first
radio
time
the movie
it.
With Cuban Gooding Jr.?
Mm-hmm. I took up every gigabyte on there with multiple copies of radio.
Radio director's cut.
There's just several scenes with him just jerking off in the director's cut. There was
but he wasn't in character, so they couldn't.
No, it was just Cuba Gooding Jr. back in his trailer, just finally after playing radio all day, I gotta bust one out.
But he still had the teeth in.
And he did the voice sometimes, but
he was just still.
He would
in
do
character.
It when he was coming, and it was pretty funny. But basically I listened to Baby for the first time. I was like, this is so good. And I looked and saw it was Justin Bieber. I was like, oh!
I was like,
gross!
Baby, baby, baby.
No. I like Justin Bieber's music now.
Ludacris was in Baby.
That's right.
Can you imagine, like, I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing for Ludacris to do. I mean, the kid's popular, but it's like,
it's
he goes from,
studio,
like, being,
like
was he in Fast and Furious movies yet? I feel like he was. But he was also, you know, get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. You know, that type of stuff. And then all of a sudden he starts, he co-stars in a little boy's music video.
I made a Facebook group when
I
was.
Do you find that odd at all?
I think if it was like his, like, I want to do this. But I think probably it was like his label was like, do this.
Yeah, but if we saw this at, because back when we were like around Justin's age, we didn't think, because it's just like, oh, a big rapper got into Justin's beep.
Well,
Justin Bieber's
I thought
video.
It was weird when Ty Dolla Signs went on Bad Baby's track.
Well, Ty Dolla Signs is when, like, isn't he just like weird in that way?
Well, he went on the Bad Baby track and
he said some things. And when I seem weird
see,
in that
I
way.
I like Ty Dolla Signs music. But
okay.
I thought the bad.
Isn't he a bit sus, as the kids would say?
You know, Ty Dolla Sign going on like
no, Tyga's sus.
Yeah.
Tyga's very sus.
It's pronounced Tiger.
No, it's not.
But I made a Facebook page. Remember, like, back then when you just like Facebook pages that were like, soda is better than water?
Yeah.
I made one that was called, like this if you think Justin Bieber is totally gay for Usher. And I actually found it recently and took it down. But
how many?
Not a lot. I also had one that was like this if you plan on never smoking pot.
And?
I was part of it.
You had to take it down.
I looked in the mirror and I cried a little bit. I was like, what have I become?
You did smoke pot.
I looked in the mirror and I said, what have
I? The first time wasn't with Daniel and I, but the first time you got high was with Daniel and I, at least.
Well, see, the first time, yeah, you're right, you're right. Well, I don't even know if I could count the first time because I don't know if I really inhaled it. I was just kind of doing it for like looks, and I felt guilty and called my mom afterwards and told her. I was like, I smoked pot. And she was like, okay.
I hid that shit from my parents until they found out because I was stupid and got like a bong delivered to the house, and it came in this like
a bong-sized package. And
just literally like, bong-shaped, like the cardboard.
I was like, it's a tripod. And they're like, okay. But then, of course, my dad, because he knows when something's
it's for,
up.
It's for tobacco. My favorite thing, dude, have you ever seen the video where, like, the mom opens, or, like, he opens the package, and it's a bong, and the mom's like, what? Dick, what is this? And he's like, what the heck? I ordered an Xbox card. What the heck? What even is this? Is this like a vase? Looks like a vase. He's like trying to pretend he doesn't know what it is. And she's like yelling at him. I ordered an Xbox card.
Sister filming like
yeah,
the
like
mom
laughing
finding
at
out.
Or same with the video of like the mom listening to like the teenage son's like rap playlist. And she's like,
oh my God.
And he's like laughing. She's like, you're smiling. It's this video. The kid opens bong in front of his mom, in front of his mom.
Well, she makes him open it.
I just love how he looks, like he tries to look so...
I have no idea what this is.
I have no idea.
Well, then give it to me. Let me see what it is.
I'm trying to see what it is. He's
it's on screen for the YouTube
his
viewers.
His brain is firing off to figure out like how
his hands are sweating.
Potentially get out of this situation.
It's like a base.
He's like he knows that there has to come to an end of him opening it.
It's a base for a bunch of things.
It's a bomb.
What the heck?
What the heck?
We're doing an Xbox card. Xbox remote.
This is a bomb. Xbox card to Xbox remote.
Oh wow. I did not order that.
Dude, some people just aren't born to act, Matt.
I was just like, what the frick? I own an Xbox remote.
Some people just can't even act, you know, like, he can't... Oh, I have no idea. I wonder if lying is just all like that as a kid. You're just never actually good at it, too.
No, parents usually... Unless you're, like, a little snake.
Yeah.
You might be able
like
to
a,
look
like a little socio-psychopath.
But, no, I mean... You know, people never know when we're lying.
That was real. Is that a lie?
Was it a lie?
Who knows? Frank smells
was,
real.
Oh, if it was like the one Ooh. You did earlier, it smelled like a fucking baby's diaper. Like I'm in like a fucking
yeah,
Target.
Yeah, smelled like I
shit himself.
My pants.
Yeah, and you did it in my direction. You know, I can't wait until we have cameras on the podcast so people can actually
this
see.
This one's sticking around a little bit, but it's not as bad as the last one, but it's still pretty like, it's like a dry poop. It's like a dry dog,
yeah.
Oh, like geez, dry dog
Christ,
poop.
Dude, it smells like a diaper.
Come on, dude. Are we going to have to put more ad reads here then?
I guess so, because I got to fucking
okay,
get out of here.
We'll air it out for a little bit.
Dude.
We'll air it out. Here's some ads. Okay, the room is now has been cleared out of all smells.
Awful.
Of all awful smells, yes.
Then we went out and we took a little break and we went outside and you did it again.
Wait, but outside.
Did you do it again outside?
I farted outside.
Yes, you
yeah.
did. It smelled like so fucking bad. You were going crazy out there with
Wanda
the farts,
didn't
man.
Mind, it seems.
Yeah.
We
got some news here.
We have an unfortunate update regarding Wanda. She is still well.
She's, in fact, if anything, she's better than ever because she has now had three different litters of little baby doves this year alone.
Yep.
Every other year she only came once and had doves and then left. But this year she's been back three times.
But today we came to the office and we saw that the new, because she'd been sitting there for a bit. We saw a baby dove in the nest, and we thought it was weird because usually there's two. And we remember there was one incident where one of the baby doves previously had fallen out of the nest or something happened, so we had to put it back in.
But it ended up being fine.
And so they eventually grew up and flew away. So this is the new litter. We only saw one. We thought it was weird. And I was recanting the story of how last time one jumped out, I think all of us at the same time just looked mm-hmm. down. And unfortunately, was a dead baby dove.
Yeah, looks like little guy, poor little guy, fell out of the nest and
either starved
didn't make
or
it.
The fall just was too much.
Where it was located looks like it probably might have just died from the fall.
Yeah.
It was right underneath, and it looked like its neck was. So I picked it up, put it in my pocket to take home. Yeah, but we're real sad about that. I have a there should be an update on Patreon with some pictures, not of the dead bird,
yeah.
but of Wanda and her new baby. But you know, she's
very protective over this one. See how close they were when
mm-hmm.
we
she's cuddling close to it.
She has a lot more room now that the other one's out of the nest.
I loved the last batch of doves. They looked so stupid. Like she'd be up there, and then they'd both just be sitting there, just like perfectly still, like blinking, just staring. They're so goofy looking. You were asking if you're like, do you think that they like grieve over that?
Yeah, dude. Like, I bet you I could look that up right now.
I was saying, I feel like animals like that just run like computer programs just on instinct, and I don't know if they have the capacity to feel emotions, like, or to even comprehend that, like, oh, the baby died.
The doves have been known to watch over their deceased mates and try to care for them and to return to the place where the birds died. It's best not to attach human emotions to animals, but it does appear the surviving birds feel the loss in some way.
Aww.
The mourning dove got its name because of its mournful sounding call. Okay. So it's more like, it's, yeah, I wouldn't say it's like, oh no, you're dead. No. It's like,
they can't like process.
Yeah.
But it's like,
why? It's more like, not even, I don't even know if a sadness.
Just instinct, you know, it's like, kind of like trying to. Can't. Elephants mourn.
Yep.
And that shit's sad.
Whales mourn.
Yeah.
Whales experience depression, killer whales.
And dolphins, it's animals like that, like octopuses and shit. Octopussy, very dude, smart.
John Oliver's new special on octopuses?
Yeah, John Oliver?
John Oliver?
He has a special on octopuses?
Not like a comedy special, but he had a segment or something. I saw it on my YouTube thumbnails. It was like John Oliver and then a picture of an octopus, and it was titled Octopus.
Oh, I thought you meant like he made like a full documentary about octopus. And I was like, what?
I wish. I've narrated by none other than the soothing voice of John Oliver.
I'll never forget that time he said Drumpf, and then the big letters went crazy.
Cheeto hands Drumpf. Commander in Cheeto.
Him and Trevor Noah should team up. Comedy geniuses, you know?
Trevor Noah?
One time on a dating app, this girl said that she really, like, she was obsessed with Trevor Noah.
And her bio. She went on a date?
Well, in her bio said, so I messaged her, and I said, I know a Trevor, but I never Trevor Noah. And it made no sense, and she didn't respond.
Oh, wow.
Jackson and I came up with that, and thought it was really funny.
She probably didn't get it.
Yeah, no, you know, women are. Yeah. They don't get comedy the same way we do.
Yeah, everything's so serious because they have to, like, okay, that's the thing.
Well, periods, you know.
Women are better at multitasking, but men are better at being funny. Just how it is.
Are they, though, Ryan?
I mean, think about it. There's a lot to do. You gotta sweep the floors. You gotta clean the toilets.
That's true. You gotta cook the meals for the children.
Yep.
And you know what?
And the husband.
And the husband, yes. And God damn it, dude. Sometimes when I get home,
gotta fold the laundry too.
Long day of recording Let's Plays and there's not dinner on the table when I get home. God damn it, that pisses me off.
Yeah. Usually first servings go to your wife's boyfriend.
Yep. Well, yeah, dude.
Hopefully he leaves you leftovers.
If you think I'm pissed off when I get home and there's no food on the table.
Dude, I can't imagine Eric. I mean,
stop.
Sorry. You just cut that out.
I'll bleep it out.
But I can't imagine your wife's boyfriend.
He gets more mad than me. Because, well, he's more macho and has more testosterone, so I think that it's natural for him to get more angry. Because he takes a lot of testosterone supplements. So he gets red and he gets like very, there's times where he just gets, like, I can smell him from another room because it's just man musk. And I mean, it's good for my wife because when he gets that way, like, maybe it's steroids, I don't know. Maybe it's roid rage.
She gets more like
kind wet of, for him because yeah, exactly. It's like pheromones, you know?
So it's essentially pre-lubed for you.
You know how dogs like sniff each other's ass? It's pheromones. It's kind of like that. And then he'll take her up into our bedroom and I just hear, well, this wall's made out of cement, so I don't.
Does he beat her?
He does sometimes. But I was making the motion
but it's
of
like
sex.
But it's like, is that what they're into or is it?
No. They're not into it sexually.
So he's,
but when he does, she.
So he's just abusive.
Well, when he beats her, it's always for good cause. It's okay. Always justified.
Oh, for a good reason.
It's never like, not for no reason, yeah. Right? So like she messed up, you know, she burnt the casserole or some shit.
Yeah.
Something that she should know not to do.
She accidentally wore mismatching socks on a date or something.
That was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for her for that time because they were black socks and they were both black socks, but one of them was
slightly taller than the other.
Yeah, because it was from a different pair of socks. Yeah. And I guess she didn't notice that. And, you know, took her out back to the restaurant, taught her a lesson or two. I didn't get to see that. I'm not allowed to see it when he does that, but, you know.
You still have to go out in like the suit and bow tie?
The sex, yeah.
Okay.
The sex, though, the sex is I can hear him on sex and it sounds great, man. It sounds like she's really enjoying herself.
So the sex is better than ever in your household.
Yeah, it sounds like she's really enjoying herself.
Good.
And it's him, it's just a bunch of low guttural, like groans and growls, and snarls.
He's just there to provide a service for her at the end of the day.
Oh, and well, also the emotional side, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he's a very tender lover when he chooses to be. And when he lets me,
you know.
It's very emotional. Just maybe he gets a little too emotional when dinner's not on the table, as you were saying, unfortunately.
Yeah. But I mean, also with a guy that muscular and macho, you need sustenance to sustain that level of muscle, right?
Do you still cook them snacks for, like, you know, the post coitus snacks?
Yeah, I don't cook. I'm not allowed to use the oven.
Well, do you go in with the water bottles like you usually do?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, and the celery sticks.
Used to do, but you still do that, right?
Well, now, yes. Yeah, so he just told me just start leaving outside the door. It's the little mini muffins, the little bites.
Okay.
The little chocolate chip ones.
That's nice.
I got blueberry once, and not happy. He was
See,
not
I
happy.
Love blueberry.
See, I do too. And I thought I'd mix it up for him. Like, oh, he's used to the chocolate chip. You know, this time after he's done having sex with my wife, maybe he can be like, ooh, blueberry. Thanks, man.
Would he enjoy raisin, or do you think that's definitely
absolutely not. Okay. No, no.
So no oatmeal raisin cookies or
He
anything.
Doesn't eat fruit or vegetables, I found out. So just meat. But yeah, I would cook for them if I could use the appliances I bought.
It used to be the point where he had to use a bell, but now you just kind of, like, the synergy between y'all is so good that he barely has to, like maybe one little dink comes out, but you're already there.
Well, he's usually breathing really heavy, and I can always tell when he needs something because I stop hearing that. I hear because I can feel it. He's starting to get pent up angry.
He's like, okay, where's water? Where's
the wheezing, the groaning,
the muffins,
stopped.
The chocolate chip little muffins.
But the way my wife sounds when she's getting fucked by him does sound like he's doing a
Do you think it's gonna save y'all's marriage? It's borderline painful.
It sounds it's screaming, but it's in a good.
Think it's gonna save y'all's marriage?
Yes, it's already saved our marriage, dude. I mean, on the nights, the rare occasions when they let me pull my air mattress up next to the bed
and watch.
No, I don't watch. But when they go to sleep after they fall asleep, I can pull my air mattress up sometimes, and. I don't know. She just looks so happy and peaceful when she sleeps with him. It's just really...
Most of the time you can't see that smile because they're usually facing each other.
Right.
Well, but when she turns over in the middle of the night.
It's such a beautiful love affair. And I wish that I could have a love like that one day. But
I will.
I just like making my wife happy. I'm married. I'm not going to ever, you know... I would never cheat on my wife.
50% of all marriages end in divorce. Something like that, right?
I don't think that's a real statistic.
Well, it's probably higher than that then.
I mean, your parents are together. My parents are together.
My parents got divorced.
My parents got divorced, too. Are Matt's parents really divorced?
Yes.
Yes, they're divorced. So they got divorced a couple years back.
Yep.
While we were...
Dale got caught with a few strippers. Male strippers. Yeah.
One of them was that Filipino dude. The pygmy guy.
He's cute.
For those that keep talking about it online, yes, my parents got divorced a couple years back. It happened while we were making Super Mega. And I'm not going to say the things you were saying about my mom, I'm not going to say it did not contribute to the tension in the marriage, but
there are a few things I've said, I'm sure, where your dad was like, okay, why is he so comfortable saying these things?
I do ask that everyone respect this because I don't want my parents to be like, why did you put that out there? And people are harassing, you know, but yeah, my dad has a problem with.
Well, maybe they should have thought about that before they had a failed marriage, you know?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, the only good thing to come out of that marriage was American YouTube star Matt Watson.
Yeah, nothing else. What's your sister?
Sam does
do?
Not count as no. An achievement, as an accomplishment. No,
she counts as kind of like a consolation prize if all things go south with the YouTube ventures for you. Like, then it's like, oh, okay.
I don't even know if you could call it a consolation prize, because if the YouTube stuff goes south, which it will, I think that...
Always does.
It always does. But I think that... I know, she just doesn't have that many redeeming qualities going for her.
She's got a thick ass.
Yeah, she has a really thick ass. It's nice. It's a nice, juicy ass, but I don't... You know, I just, like, she's not... She's smart.
Maybe if she shacked up with me, your parents would be a little more, you know.
Well, she's really good at so her specialty is finance. She's really good at finances. She works in finance. And honestly, now that you and I are making about $6 million a month, maybe you guys could get together.
Only $6 million? Oh, I thought it was more than that.
Are you making more than six? Because we're supposed to write ourselves $6 million paychecks each month. Are you writing more than that?
I don't write.
I haven't noticed. I don't even need to check the bank account. But basically, you know, if you got
whatever the emails say for my assistant to do, he does. So. You know?
Eddie? Eddie?
Yeah. He writes the checks for me, at least.
Yeah, Eddie's does a good job.
Not like he's in charge of the money, but like I don't
check the bank.
I don't
account.
Have time to go to the bank early or like to.
But what I'm saying is she could handle your finances and you might be a good couple.
Okay.
Because my brother-in-law.
Do you think me and your mom would make a good couple?
I do. Yes. Actually.
Do you think I can make her laugh?
Absolutely.
I could tickle her fancy in the most charming of ways?
I do think you could tickle her fancy in the most charming of ways, because my mom always says it. So like, well, I'll send her like a new video we're working on. Mm-hmm. I just sent her one that's not released yet.
Oh yeah.
A very good high quality one. And she, you know, I'm excited for her to be like, wow, Matt, like, you guys did such a good job. Or like, wow, Matt, your verse on that was really good. And mm-hmm. God, Ryan is so attractive.
Right? Your mom said?
Yeah. She said, God, he's just so attractive. And then I showed someone else the Hooters video, and they just said, you know, they didn't say, wow, Matt, that's funny. You're a natural comedian. They said, God, Ryan's skin is so nice.
I think you're missing the sarcasm in these people's tone whenever they're saying things.
Ryan, your skin is actually... You have insanely nice skin and hair. Like, you got...
Thanks, man.
In terms of collagen and biotin, you got it good, man. You got really fucking good skin, for real, and hair.
I don't see any problems with your skin. Your skin looks baby smooth.
No, my skin is...
No, what do you mean no? I'm looking at it right now. I don't see any red bumps or smudgeons or anything.
I do break out. I'm breaking out right here, but...
I can't tell.
My
I don't
skin... See, my skin does get a little oily, but the problem with my skin is... You have a good complexion. I have like that very pale, sick crackhead look. And especially under my eyes, I've always had these dark circles under my eyes.
It's the duskiness, you know, thanks to my mom's side of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
The added little like sand coating.
Have you ever seen a Middle Eastern person with acne? No. So, I mean, that's why you don't. I don't think I've ever, as far as I can remember, because every Middle Eastern person I meet, I keep a catalog in my head.
Not a single Middle Eastern person on this earth has ever had acne because
not
of the
pimple.
Way their skin is developed for the desert.
You know what? A lot of Muslims don't drink alcohol. Maybe that's why they don't break out.
Hey, I don't drink that much alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt like all these kids in high school that like get a shit ton of acne when they're going, you know, when they're, I think, well, acne is usually the worst. It was like in middle school. Middle school, early high school.
For me and the people that I knew that struggled with it, it was high school. I used to the worst I ever had acne, I didn't really get it in high school. It was actually after we already started Super Mega. And if you go back in old videos, there are videos where I do have like pretty bad breakouts in some of them. And I go back, I'm like, whoa, I don't get acne anymore.
Oh my God.
Really, because I honestly, all I can contribute it mm-hmm. to, which I've been told apparently is real, was just when I just stopped dairy pretty much. Not like in a vegan way.
I eat nothing but I drink milk, I eat cheese, yeah. Nothing.
I think my body's just stupid. But I've tested it. If I drink a glass of milk, I do break out the next day. And apparently it's a real thing.
You gotta get your body used to that God-tier beverage.
Not by choice. I just kind of stopped drinking milk and eating cereal with milk for like 5 or 6 months just because I didn't buy any. I didn't have it. So I just didn't. But then when
it's unfortunate.
I like ice cream and cheese and stuff.
It's always a sad day to know that my friend had stopped drinking milk.
I wonder how much milk you've consumed in your life,
a lot.
Gallons wise.
Shit ton. So many gallons. Well, we almost had a full gallon in that one take when Too Mad came over.
Woo. Yeah, that was great. You know, I actually, so I really like oat milk. And
it's,
you know,
good.
Nothing
do you like
beats
Oatly. What do you like?
Oatly's good, but nothing beats like real whole milk, like that creamy thickness. Like nothing beats that.
That's my go-to milk.
And
Horizon whole milk.
Horizon, the omega 3D,
whatever the fuck,
whatever, all that shit, delicious. And the thing is, just because I do break out when I have it, like I'll test it. I'm like, oh, I'll test it, and then I have couples of cereal, and then like same week I break out like on my forehead or my cheek. Usually it's also, if I smoke nicotine, I break out on my cheeks. And when I, back in like 2018 or 2019, when we did the Noob Dude E3 shit.
You had the cyst on
I had the cyst
face.
On my face. And that was when I was heavily juuling. And then when I stopped tobacco, it just kind of went away. Which apparently, according to the Chinese charts of the face and stuff, this is lungs. And then this is stomach. Like gut, so.
Want to feel old, piss boy?
Well, also, one of the reasons I was like, I got... stop drinking and not drink as much was because alcohol ages you pretty bad. So I was like, I don't.
Well, so does tobacco. And look at me, man.
You look your age.
I feel like I don't know. Maybe
we're always the tougher critic on ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. No, dude. You look great for your age. The skin is
for my age.
Well, you're an old man.
Yeah.
27.
Yeah, I know, dude. We started this
25 feels.
We started this channel when I was 21, right?
I'll listen back to this, but God damn, I missed when I was 25. I'm 39 now.
Yep.
But
I graduated high school like 10 years ago.
Damn, yeah.
Almost 10 years ago. It would be in 2022. Is going to be a decade since graduation.
7 for me. I just passed 7 years out of high school. That's weird. But oat milk. So milk substitutes like almond milk or soy milk, like
I'm not a fan of almond milk or soy milk.
I'm not either.
Soy milk is actually, the way to go.
Soy milk makes my mouth itchy.
Because it's kind of like drinking a nice sweet oatmeal. That's how I have it in my brain. Oatly is my favorite
Oatly's
brand
good, but
of oat milk.
What I just discovered, I got Chobani extra creamy oat milk, mm-hmm. and it is by far the closest thing to like Horizon whole milk I've ever had. And when I eat it with a bowl of cereal, I cannot tell the difference.
Okay, I'll have
like,
to test it out.
Soy milk, like Silk. I don't know what it is with soy. It makes my mouth and my tongue and my throat itch really bad. Mm-hmm. Almond milk, it's too watery and nutty for me, but oat milk is fucking Chobani extra creamy. That shit is like
those are the yogurt guys.
It's really
right?
creamy. It's really thick. And
those
yeah.
are the yogurt guys, right?
Also, the guy from Chobani is the CEO of Juul.
Mm.
So yogurt and nicotine.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But the two things that make me break out:
yogurt and
nicotine.
Nicotine.
He's the headmaster of my acne. Yeah, but that's you know. Try if you ever want to try a milk substitute, try the Chobani extra creamy. It's very
Why would
thick.
I when I can always have my delicious whole milk?
That's true, man. Your body is obviously very clearly acclimated to milk.
Sometimes I just want milk and cookies and I'll just
milk and cookies, man. Dude, Oreos and milk, like late at night, you're
it's
really
just
hungry.
Warm chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk. And it gets softer.
It soaks it up.
Then, oh my God.
When you dip Oreos, do you like I hold them in for like
oh,
10
yeah.
seconds.
I want it to
be I typically
soft.
Just dunk them. Like, no, I put it
I don't want there to be a crunch when I bite in.
I want it to be right before it's gonna break off, like
yeah.
it's too soft. Or but I hate when you actually like, drop the Oreo in and then you gotta like you're like fish
you gotta
it
fish
out.
It out with your big fucking fingers.
Usually
your sausage fingers.
The thought of sticking my fingers in milk and then drinking it feels gross, so I'll just let it stay at the bottom.
yeah.
And then at the end I'll just like drink the sludge that's
oh, but then I don't like the chunks sometimes flying back into my throat of like the crumbs and stuff left behind if you leave one at the bottom of your milk.
I got these canned protein shakes.
Ew.
And sometimes I forget to shake them first. And
are they good?
Yeah, they're fine. But the bottom has a the bottom will have a lot of like protein like that's globbed
oh,
up
dude.
And like congealed and I'll forget and
it's
I'll
like
be
clumps dude
well it's like kind of grainy too so I'll be at the very like kind of like sand and I'll be at the very end and I'll just like lift it like swig it up and it just blows into my mouth like all these like gooey chunks and sandy shit and I'm like and I gotta spit it out. It's disgusting.
I remember one of the worst things was like in the high school or middle school. Well, they serve the same milk throughout elementary to high school, but in the milk cartons whenever
Coburg.
They just freeze them too much, like there would be ice collected
it'd be
in
slushy,
them,
like a slushy milk.
Like, I don't want slushy milk. Come on, I'm a growing boy.
Do you remember? I remember in elementary school when they'd read the announcements, they would say the lunch menu every day, be like, today is peach slices, pizza, peas, and milk every single day.
And for us,
styrofoam
the big thing was in a variety in elementary school. You know, we had Navigator the Alligator. Given us the school lunches in the morning, and he kind of sounded like this, or just anyone doing that type of voice. So it was just like the voice would switch out every now and
that's
then.
That's fun,
yeah. And so the big thing at the end be today we're having pizza, peas, rice pilaf, hamburgers, and a variety of milk. And it was always on that like beat, and a variety of milk. I have it just in my brain now.
A variety of milk. Dude, speaking of sipping things that are gross, I just picked up the sparkling water next to me thinking that it was the one I was drinking earlier today.
It's old,
today.
Right?
It's probably over a week
was
old.
Was there some mold in it?
And, well, I felt something
fuzzy,
physical in my mouth when I took that first sip, and I spit it right back in the can. You saw me, right? I was like...
yeah.
It felt like could have been like a fly or something. Went in my mouth and I spit it back and see at but like
we should pour it out and see what it was.
Now it's like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Now
can I
just
see the drink real quick? I'm gonna go pour it into a bowl. Hold up.
Or pour in the sink or something. I mean, you could you can pour in a bowl.
Hold up, I'll be right back.
There was something in there.
Yeah, I poured it out and I was shaking it back and forth and I felt like a little like there was something in there. Might have been a little fly.
Did you get it out?
No,
I just threw the can away. I couldn't get it out of the can. It wasn't pouring out because the little lip thing was still like.
Yeah, there was something in there.
There was something little.
And it entered my mouth.
Could have been a little mold. Could have been a little, you know.
I'd rather it be
fly.
Mold than a fly.
Why? Because fly's mold, a beautiful creature.
Mold is like fungus, and like I can rationalize that to be less gross in my mind.
See, for me, like I think I would rather
flies are just see, bugs. Actually, like flies are just know. So gross and dirty. Flies they're maggots dirty,
but,
grown up.
But like mold for me is so like if it's on a drink, it's
that fly could have been born out of like a rotting possum's organs, good. And then like just 2 days ago.
It's beautiful. It's the circle of life, baby.
Mold
the
is
the circle of life.
Mold is
it consumes us all.
Dude, I just got a great prank for someone like Brent. Let's start going over to Brent's every week for like, let's have steak dinners every week. But what I'll do is I'll get like black mold and then I'll be like, help me go use the bathroom, and I'll go inside from his back and I'll sprinkle like black mold around his house every week. So because you can get to a point with mold and shit that like you have to just like you can't fix it. Like yeah. It's too much. I saw a video of a guy that had like his TV had black mold. And he's like, how can I fix this? Everyone's like, just get a fucking new TV.
Black mold is literally just black mold.
Well, the mold was all over the TV, and it was on the inside, and it wouldn't leave. And it's like, bro. But I think we should start, dude, at Brent's, bed bugs and mold. Let's start introducing that into Brent's nice-ass house. Oh. Maybe that'll teach him to clean his penis a little more.
Dude, how do you even, what do you do if you were, like, to find mold in your bathroom to clean it? Did you just use
bleach? Mold in the bathroom, I use, there's sprays you can buy.
There's that pink ring that sometimes available. I just use toilet that's cleaner for the toilet, but for the tub, just tub cleaner.
What stuff. I do is I have this, actually the tenants before me left it for me, I guess, but it's like a spray bottle that when you get out of the shower, you just spray it around a little bit and it keeps mold from growing.
Okay.
It's like a cleaner. But like if you get like the pink mold in your shower, that's really normal. You can just use bleach or Mr. Clean or like any cleaning product just to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a moist environment.
Toilet cleaner or tub cleaner and that's it.
I mean, toilets and tubs grow mold because it's just a warm,
like some
wet
fancy, like not fancy, but if there was like some home remedy that people use.
I just spray garlic on it and it dissolves within the next 24 hours. Just got to make sure to sprinkle some sugar on that garlic, though, or else you will see a more more ravenous case of black mold.
Sugar and spice and garlic. Sugar, spice, everything nice. What you need?
Woman killed her husband with sugar water recently. Essentially like caramelized water. Or like caramelized.
How? Because it was too much sugar?
Huh?
How did he die from it?
Because it was boiling sugar water.
Oh.
So you know how people make caramel?
Yep. We just like melt sugar, burn it.
That's
melt
what
it?
She melted the sugar essentially, and so like it's not really like just water with some sugar grains in it. It becomes this kind of like
it's like hot sludge.
Yeah,
it's like lava.
So yeah, fucking killed him. Just poured it on him in his sleep.
Jesus.
Yep.
That sucks.
For him,
getting burned is getting burned is off. It sucks, dude. Burns are the worst.
I think people were saying that when like you're making. A lot of comments in the YouTube are like, dude, I've tried to make caramel before and a little bit got on my finger and I've never felt the worst pain in my life. And
I believe them. Man. It's like tar. Yeah.
It's like we're gods and we just made lava.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the closest shit to lava that you can make at home. Just caramel or sugar and water, put it on the stove.
Don't fucking get hot water challenge, y'all.
Oh! Hot caramel challenge, y'all.
Hot caramel challenge.
That would have been a lot worse because the water will come right off and evaporate. The caramel sticks and burns.
Yep.
What's the worst burn you've ever had?
When I put my leg on the side of a muffler on my dad's old motorcycle.
Not when I fucked your mom?
Woo!
Yeah.
No, but it was the muffler, and I still have it's barely visible, but you can... Okay, see if you can get up close. Hold up, let's see. I'll try to point out. Because it's here to this day.
Let me see. See this? Wait,
hold up.
How it's like a little more, scaly looking?
I knew a kid that, when he was a baby, had an iron placed on his hand.
It was wet after the burn. So, it looked damp.
Your body produces,
I was screaming. Pus. My dad, I was young, so my dad, picked me up and ran me upstairs, just started pouring water on it, I think.
When you get burned, you gotta put ice and shit. I think the worst burn I ever had was at my friend's house in like eighth or ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
and they had a coil stove.
Oh.
And I leaned back and put my hand down to lean on, and his little sister had left the stove on, and it wasn't red anymore, but it was.
It was, yeah.
And I just put my hand down, And it had been on there.
Because it takes a while for you, like, your body to, like, tell
register,
you.
Register, but it was... And then on my hand, I had the coil rings that.
Like in a comedy film. Like, in, like I feel like that's out of...
It was my whole hand, though.
And I feel like that's out of Home Alone. Like Marv. Like Marv puts his hand on the stove or puts his head on the stove.
And the whole...
Gets the coil
the
figures.
Whole the whole spiral of the coils would, like, swell up with, like, pus and shit. I just remember that night, like, I was asleep over, and I remember, like, in bed, like, crying, holding my hands. Like, it's so fucking bad.
I remember one of my friends made a Hot Pocket when I was back. Like, this must have been elementary school. They bit into it, and, like...
That cheese is deadly.
It burned their mouth to where, like, they had... They were embarrassed because, like, for about a week, they had just, like, blisters all around their mouth from the burns.
Good cover-up for herpes. Yes. I was eating a Hot Pocket and
burned I was there when it happened, so I believed them. I remember their reaction was just, like, bite into it, just wide-eyed, and then just ran to the bathrooms.
Hot Pocket, like pizza, if you bite into pizza if it's too hot and the roof of your mouth, the cheese hits it, oh, my fucking
God.
It
ruins the rest of the meal.
Yeah, because your mouth
hurts.
Feel
your, like, you can feel the roof of your mouth, like, peeling a little bit, too.
Oh, and like, it doesn't taste as good because when the pizza hits it, it hurts because it's hot. I had my feet were really sunburnt recently, and I didn't realize, and I ran a really hot bath, and I stepped in. Holy shit, dude. That was one of the most painful things I felt all year.
Yo, mama. Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.